We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Should we dispel news?
Yeah, I think we should
dispel like the myths out there.
Yeah,
busting myths.
I think we need to do myth busting time on the Harper contract.
All right, let's bust this one because I actually am in a debate with someone on Twitter right now about this. The myth number one, these contracts, meaning 9-10-year deals, don't work out. Name me the contracts that were signed that didn't work out by 26-year-olds, because I can name you the ones that did work out. Alex Rodriguez's original 10-year deal, go look at his numbers in those 10 years. They were legendary. And I know he was on juice, but they were legendary. Derek Jeter signed his 10-year deal at 26 years old. Basically had 200 hits a year for 10 years. You know what contracts don't work out? The ones to Albert Pujols when he's 31. The one to Robinson Cano when he's 31. The one to Miguel Cabrera when he's 33. These contracts don't work out because 9 times out of 10, the player hits free agency at 30, 31, 32, 29, and they're past their prime. That's why they don't work out. You're paying for the ages of 35, 36, 37, 38. Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are 26 years old. The reason Jeter's contract worked out, the reason that A-Rod's contract worked out, is because those guys were 26. That's why these guys are the guys you spend on, because it checks every box. So that's myth number one. Myth number two, and I could dispel this to an extent, is he doesn't want to play here. Bryce Harper doesn't want to be in Philadelphia. It's all innuendo, and it's all just probably agent-driven talk. Like today there was that rumor, Andy Martino up in New York put it out, that he heard multiple times, that Bryce really isn't keen on playing here. He also threw in the Phillies might have to convince him, and convincing him might be $326 million, which would be the biggest contract of all time, beating Giancarlo Stanton. That news came out 20 minutes after Manny Machado signed his contract. Listen, I don't pretend to be a rocket scientist, but this seems pretty simple. Machado's off the board. The Phillies have no other option but Harper. 20 minutes later, news comes out from a reporter saying, well, I don't know. Bryce doesn't really want to go to Philadelphia. Doesn't that seem like Scott Boras is texting these reporters and saying this stuff? Like, hey, Philadelphia, pony up, bud. John Middleton, pony up now. Otherwise, you know, we're not coming. Like, it's all posturing. I've never heard Bryce Harper say a negative word about Philadelphia. We had a call earlier saying our caller said Bryce Harper has said he doesn't want to play in Philadelphia. That literally has never happened, at least on record, that we can ever prove to. Like, I don't know what he's talking about between his friends and his wife, but he's never said it where we can actually see a quote. We're just taking things and making believe. So the idea that these contracts don't work out, sure, when the guy's 30, I don't want to pay him 9 or 10 years. It's ridiculous. When the guy is 29, 30, 31, like, that's silly. And we also don't know that Bryce Harper doesn't want to play. Is there any other myths I'm missing?
I mean, I like the batting average thing. That just bothers me. Drives me crazy.
Oh, can we do the Machado's a better hitter than Harper, or they're the same?
Well, right, and Harper has OPS 70 plus points higher.
78, it's like 900 to 822.
Oh, and another thing, if you take out Bryce Harper's MVP season, which was a top five offensive season in the last 30-ish years, he still has a weighted runs created plus of 127, whereas Machado, all of his career, is a weighted runs created plus of like 120-ish.
If you take away his best year, he's still better than Machado.
Yeah, basically. So last year was a really, really down year, and everyone's freaking out about that, which is ridiculous, because if you look at his second half splits, he batted 300 with the 413 OBP. His OPS is back over 900. In the first half, he was bad. He was admittedly bad. The year before that, before he hyperextended his knee, he was well on his way to be at least in the MVP discussion. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton hit 59 home runs. Like, Harper was not going to do that, but he's batting over 300. Like, three out of his last four halves, he's batted over 300.
He is a 279 career hitter over 7 years. Machado's 282. That is basically the same thing. I mean, it's three singles a season, whatever, that separates them over 7 years. They're very comparable batting average. Harper's the better on base. He's the better slugging. and Machado's the better defender. That's the reality of these players. But the one guy that's available is Bryce Harper. He needs to get here.
And if we're looking at park factors, he's played in a bad ballpark his entire career.
Machado's played in a great one.
Yes.
For as good as Citizens Bank Park is, because people have told me, well, Machado would hit 50 here too, or 40. Camden Yards is a better park for right-handed hitters. So he played in a great hitter's park. 888-729.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.